Let's do one on a patient by the name of Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, Garza, G-A-R-Z-A. Lorraine Garza. And let's see. Ms. Garza is a 79-year-old woman with history of breast cancer that has metastasized to her lung and bone. Period. She is currently living with her sister who's caring for her. Period. She also has dementia and no longer a candidate for chemo or radiation treatment. Period. She's quite cachexic. She has severe rib pain. Even while sitting in a wheelchair, she has weight loss, significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, anemia, requiring pain medication around the clock, ADL dependent, and becoming bowel, bladder, incontinent. Period. Given patient's significant tumor burden, her increased liver function tests, her anemia, severe weakness, weight loss, lack of response to treatment, it's evident that the patient is very close to death, very hospice appropriate, and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Care was discussed with patient and family, who are in agreement with hospice care. Period. Review of the system indicates. Furthermore, review of the chart indicates that she has a history of neurofibromatosis, related anorexia, Alzheimer, dementia, with a KPS score of 50% currently, requiring opioids around the clock to control patient's pain, as was mentioned. Hospice is needed at home to help with controlling her pain and her medication and educating family regarding her disease process. Thank you.